Welcome to the Idaho Minute Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Carpenter.
And I'm your co-host, Liz Comer.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Idaho Minute Podcast. I'm Jeff Carpenter, your co-host, and this is a very exciting, our very first episode of what we hope to be many, many episodes to come from Silver Creek Realty Group, and we are calling it the Idaho Minute Podcast. We're teaming it up with our blog, and we'll get more details about the blog coming up from my co-host, Liz Comer, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that and some of the ideas that helped get this podcast underway. And first off, Happy New Year, everyone. Here we are, 2020, and we've got some very exciting things in the mix for Silver Creek Realty Group. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to Liz real quick before we get to our special guests, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about her dream and how it came true with the podcast and the blog and some of the great marketing that's going on here at Silver Creek Realty Group. Liz, it's going to be fun teaming up with you on the podcast, and tell us a little bit more about your dream.
Oh, it's a dream. the podcast was a concept at first. We, you know, pitched it in a meeting and had way better reception than we even expected, and it's just taking off faster than we can even handle. We're so excited to have it rolling. So the blog was actually the forefront of the podcast, but we have so much knowledge and such diverse agents here at Silver Creek Realty all over the state that we couldn't not do it. So today we've invited our owner and lead broker to talk a little bit about where Silver Creek started, and interview them a little bit.
Well, we could do that, and we're looking forward to it, and being, of course, the number one episode, we got to start with a little bit of history. And so welcome Aaron and Krista to our very first podcast. How is it to be the initial here we go, kicking it out of the conference room?
We're excited. Yeah, we're gonna jump right in and give it our best. So it's my first podcast, so bear with me, but we're really excited about this opportunity and excited to share about Silver Creek and the Boise lifestyle.
So tell us a little bit more about Aaron.
Where do you want me to start?
not so much from, you know, the hospital one.
There you go.
But, leading up to, what gave you the idea in 2008 to start Silver Creek? Before then, what you did before then? So maybe go back. You see on Facebook right now is the 10-year picture.
Exactly.
So 2010, but we're going to go probably 20.
Sure.
Let's go to 2000.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I am a Boise native. I graduated from Boise High School and went to Boise State. And my probably sophomore, junior year at Boise State, my parents opened a restaurant. It was Dowdy's Bistro, located on the corner of 8th and Idaho. And so I kind of put myself through school, waiting tables at night, managing the restaurant, and always had a desire and an interest in real estate. And so a good friend of mine was in commercial real estate, and he said, why don't you come work for us? And so I said, that's a great idea. So I graduated from Boise State with a marketing degree. And it was an unpaid position, as most real estate agents, know. It's commission, 100% commission. So I would wait tables at night, and then during the day, I would go out trying to find commercial tenants for the properties that they owned. And it was probably a good 18 months before I realized my first commission check. And I think it was like $600 or something. It was a leasing commission. But I just loved the idea of real estate and going out and finding opportunities. And that evolved over the years and got into commercial real estate, did a lot of commercial and residential development. And then come 2007, with a great recession, nobody was doing anything. And my father had owned a large business here in town, Ameriben Solutions. They employ about 350, 400 employers, and they're a TPA, a third-party administrator, mm-hmm. for companies who self-fund on their insurance. And he had been retired for about 7 or 8 years and was bored, and we always thought, hey, it'd be fun to work together. So we decided to buy a business. We bought a struggling real estate company back in 2008. It was called All Pro Realty, and we had about 25, 30 agents. Only one agent was doing any production at all, Paul Heim, and he's still with us to this day.
Very nice.
So he was our original founding member, you know, so to speak. And we thought, hey, we like this concept that All Pro had. And we basically bought that business, and our goal was to get, if we can get 100 or 150 agents, we'll be making a great living, and life will be good for everybody. And we really thought that there was a huge opportunity in the market. A lot of the brokers at that time and up to that point really forgot who the customer was. They were looking at the home buyer and seller as the customer versus the agent. And so we took a different spin and approach to that. So everything we do is through the lens of how can we better serve our customer, who is the agent. And the agent's customer, right, is the home buyer and seller.
There.
So that is what their primary focus is. And we thought, if we can make sure the agent's happy, that will just naturally trickle down to the buyer and the seller. And so everything we did, the fee structure that we implemented, the tools, the support, the services, the beautiful office facilities that we've been able to purchase over the years, all goes to supporting the agent. So it's been a fun ride. It's been now, what, close to, I can't do the math, so 10 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
12 years,
uh-huh. 2020.
Yeah,
here.
Time flies.
So, oh man.
Exactly.
So tell us why 2007. 2008.
Yeah.
Because being such a down time in the economy, some of the real estate agents that I have now grown to know are going like, wow, that was the time. It's like Top Ramen, six for a dollar. I was all over that.
Yeah.
So what made you decide then that now's the time, when it could have been, you know, years before that, when the economy was still booming and people were still buying regularly? Did you change your focus to going to more foreclosures and short sales to get started, or how did the whole thought pattern go to get it started?
You know, my father is a brilliant businessman. He had no real estate experience, but the one thing that he always has tried to drill into my mind is to be a contrarian, right? When other people are buying, you should be selling, and vice versa. And so when everybody was fleeing from the real estate industry, he said, now's our time to get into it. And it took a little bit of leap of faith, but with the resources that we had, it really proved brilliant, you know. And I think that's a good life lesson for everyone, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when people are, it's a Warren Buffett principle, right?
Right.
And so that's really how we based it. And our model will always do well in a good economy, but will really thrive in a down economy. So it's important for us to be recession proof. You know, we're here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And so we've built our business around kind of being recession proof.
Right.
Yeah.
And that recession proof model is helping the agent, your customer.
Without a doubt. Yes.
And then to get through those tough times.
That's exactly right.
The tools that they need
to reinvest in their business,
exactly.
Right?
Reinvest,
you know,
in their business and to their customers.
Exactly. By charging a flat fee, initially we thought, you know, it doesn't cost us any more to process $1 million transaction than it does a $100,000 starter home. So why are we charging anymore? Let's charge a fair fee, not a cheap fee. Let's charge a fair fee that allows the agent to then take those savings and reinvest it back in their business.
Yeah.
So, and with our growth and our model now, I think we offer more than any other brokerage around. So it's exciting to be a full service brokerage and charge a fair fee,
exactly,
so to speak.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's expand on that full service.
Yeah.
As far as an agent, new agent coming in, like myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a couple months into this new lifestyle.
Yeah.
And Silver Creek has that agent in mind, like you were saying earlier,
sure,
of wanting them to succeed. What are some of the things that we do here that maybe some others don't?
Yeah. How much time do you have?
We got all day. I think you're the busy one.
No, I mean, I think it starts first with our broker support. We have incredible broker support, and we have 4 full-time brokers on staff. And so our focus is, once again, the agent, right? When an agent needs broker support, we're there for them. We also have a dedicated new agent trainer, which I think is unique. A lot of times other brokers have their designated broker fielding new agent questions, mm-hmm, which then takes away time from the experienced agent to get that response that they might need if they're in a jam. So we have a dedicated person there to really help facilitate new agent transactions, and there's a great mentor program available to those new agents. We have the best marketing. Liz is with us in the room today, but we have the best marketing department, I think, in the state. We come with a creative, cutting-edge approach to all of our marketing materials, and we pass that on to our agents so that they can remain relevant. We place a high importance on social media, and so in this day and age where technology is so important, really agents need to be out in front of their clients, both socially, on the phone, direct mail, all those pieces. So we provide templates and opportunities for agents to really, you know, stay in front of their sphere and garner new clients as well. Beautiful office facilities, Four Valley locations, and other locations throughout the state. And so, you know, even though this model has shifted to more of a virtual model, it's still important to have that beautiful physical presence so that clients have a professional atmosphere to meet their clients. Multiple resources online in terms of agents being able to access their documents online, a toolbox that has unlimited resources as well, script templates, video libraries galore. I mean, you can literally search a topic, short sale, or, you know, going back 10 years, or you could search, you know, how to grow my database, or how to do online leads, or whatever. Search that, and I guarantee you there'll be an hour and a half class that comes up when you search our video library. So just fun stuff. And really, the key is to make it customizable for our agent. We really believe, once again, that the agent is the customer. So we're going to give you what you need, right? If you want to grow a team, we've got those resources, coaching. If you want to do half a dozen deals a year, great. We'll leave you be, and you can do that. So we really cover the gamut in terms of services and support.
And that's awesome, because you don't find that in every agency that you know, has that new agent to veteran in mind, and having everything there available for them at a click of a mouse or a click of your phone, or, you know, click of your foot's coming up the coming up the staircase. So and that's one thing that that drew me to Silver Creek, not only being the media background that I had, was the getting the agency and the agent out, whether it be social media, whether it be on the street, whether you're farming your neighborhood, going door to door, however you're doing it, there's always that help and that background that people are going, yeah, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing.
For sure.
Great support, great instruction. So that brings us up to some of the things that are exciting for 2020.
Yeah.
Is I hear there might be a new building in mind.
Yeah, we are under contract. Well, we've closed on a building. It's on 2419 State Street, and it's got a lot of historic value in the community. If you drive by, you'll see that it's very similar to the train depot. It was designed by the same architect. So it's a 6,000 square foot Spanish style building there on State Street, and we'll have 29 private offices, two beautiful conference rooms, break rooms, drop-in space for agents, and it'll kind of be one of our kind of crowning jewels in terms of properties that we own as Silver Creek. We're excited for it.
Yeah. One nice thing too is that as an agent, we have the opportunity to, if we have a client that's down on the State Street area, we could use one of those conference rooms.
So without a doubt,
the client doesn't have to go all over to grandma's house through the forest to get to a conference room.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So that's very, very exciting. And as we talk about the agents and the different locations, how many agents are we looking at right now with Silver
Creek? We're about 1450, 1500, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah.
Which also gives the opportunity for a lot of the newbies and the veterans to share their you know, experiences and things like that. So that's very...
Yeah, we try and create both a virtual environment for sharing as well as a classroom setting. So we're a big believer that small group settings are really powerful, so that, you know, we're large in size, but at the end of the day, we consider ourselves a mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Which goes back to the leadership that started it all, you and your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Very nice.
Exciting.
Very nice. So any secrets you can tell anybody?
How to work with family? Is that what you're asking? Or I've got great parents. My mom works in our accounting department, so we have to never worry about embezzlement or anything like that. And Roger's kind of the old wise sage mentor. He'll be here a couple days, and then he likes to spend his time fly fishing over in eastern Idaho, Sun Valley. You know, an interesting tidbit, you know, we got our name Silver Creek because of the passion we have for fly fishing and for the state of Idaho. So it's once again yet another little local aspect of who we are.
Very nice. That's a great thing for the people that are listening right now.
Sure.
Why Silver Creek is so.
Yep.
It's the family background of fly fishing.
That's exactly.
Right. What else do you like to do in your off time?
Boy, lots of stuff. I'm passionate about. I have five children, so that obviously keeps us busy. My wife and I. I love the outdoors. I love to play tennis. I've recently taken up snow biking, so it's kind of like snowmobiling on a dirt bike, so with a track. So that's my winter. It's a motorcycle, and you put a ski on the front and a snowmobile track on the back, and the sky's the limit. Not dangerous.
No,
yeah.
There's no, we better double our life insurance coming up winter time.
Yeah.
Don't be in the sky.
So a lot of, I mean, we live in such an amazing area that really it's hard not to want to get outside and just enjoy your family, your friends, and the community. Yeah.
Well, and it's an opportunity too. Like you say, you can go up snow biking somewhere.
Yep.
Come home in the afternoon, and maybe if you're not too tired of hauling the bike around, you can go to the tennis center and
there you
play
go.
A little bit of tennis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So done it many times.
Done it many times. Liz, I've taken all the microphone. You got a question for anybody?
No, I did have a comment while you were talking about kind of the roots of Silver Creek. One of the most impressive attributes of Silver Creek Realty Group is your systems that you've put into place and the fact that every single piece of technology and every system in place was built in-house by our tech team. You've developed the entire website. I mean, everything came in-house. That doesn't happen anywhere. How did that come about? Was that difficult building these systems? I'm baffled every day when I see everything that you guys have created.
Yeah, that was really a strategic decision. George, our chief technology officer, is a big believer that we should own our own technology. And if you look at a lot of other real estate companies, they're reliant upon third-party providers for a lot of their technology. And that's okay until they want to change that technology or charge you more for it, or they get bought or sold or whatever it may be. And so for us, it's important, you know, with our size, we can't be dependent upon a third party for some of our most core fundamental resources to our agents. We will outsource a few things, but by and large, everything that we do is proprietary in nature and is really designed to sustain the longevity of the business so that our agents don't notice any disruption or don't have to learn a new system every 6 months. That's one of the complaints we hear over and over from agents who transfer from other companies is those companies can't stick with a certain technology or it's always changing. So agents don't like change. That's a fundamental principle that we learned over time. They're very habitual in nature. And so the less change you can, you know, inject into their lives and help them focus more on the sales process, the more successful that agent will be.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that so the agent isn't seeing the change, but I mean, from a marketing standpoint and standing with our
that's a great point. Yeah,
office,
there's constant
changing.
Change. Yeah, we're always evolving and refining those systems, but at the end of the day, it should appear seamless to the agent.
It
is,
and it's so cool that we can make a change literally in a day, which would take 3 weeks anywhere else, and that would be fast.
Yeah.
That's what I think I love so much about.
Yeah, we're nimble, you know, I mean, we're always open to ideas too. I think, you know, when Liz came on board, she has had a number of ideas, and so we're not married to a franchise that dictates, you know, certain things or whatever, and so we can be very nimble in terms of adjusting who we are to meet the needs of the agent. Yeah,
absolutely, very cool.
So a quick question as far as the 1450 agents that we have, they are all over the state.
That is correct.
How do we reach out to them, or you know, how do we keep in contact with them, the ones that want to?
Yeah,
there are some agents that want to do the six deals a year and are perfectly happy with that and know how to do all their RE forms and you know, as the list continues. But the ones that say are in American Falls or up in Coeur d'Alene,
sure,
we want to reach out to them.
Yeah.
And so what's the best way we do that?
I think through our virtual platform. We have different forums that agents can connect and share ideas in terms of marketing ideas. What's working here might eventually trickle over to Idaho Falls, or they might be onto a new technology that really benefits our agents here in the Valley. And so we try and really leverage those platforms. We also broadcast all of our training opportunities. So we have what's called Silver Creek TV. And so whether you're here or in Coeur d'Alene or Sun Valley or you name it, they can tune in. And then there's also a dialogue box where they can ask questions and be a participant, so to speak, virtually rather than having to be right here. I mean, that's the world we live in. So really leveraging technology to foster that sense of community within Silver Creek. Another exciting thing that we'll be implementing this year in 2020 is social groups. We think that is a huge benefit for agents. I mean, with 1,400 agents, you're going to have varying interests and hobbies, and so and community give back ideas, and so we're putting groups together based on interest. We'll have a mountain biking group, for example, that will meet at 8th Street and go for an evening ride once a month or something like that. We think that just getting together outside of real estate too helps kind of foster that sense of community amongst our team.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. And there's a sense of networking.
Yeah,
and asking, hey, how's the kids?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I hear you got a new dog.
Exactly. We'll have a group for our top producing ladies, right? There's a whole different struggle, right, that takes place when you're trying to balance children and family and work and stuff like that. And so I think it's important that groups like that have the opportunity to share with one another and talk about solutions and problems and things that they're dealing with. So
that's awesome.
Cool stuff happening.
Yeah. 2020 is going to be a great year and I was going to try to come up with so many cliche lines on 2020, seeing things perfect. And I just think I gave up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even go there. Can you imagine how many might by the end of January, we're going to be sick of them. But by August and September, everybody's going, hey, it's time to go back to school. Everybody's going to see 2020 this year. And it's like, nah, I don't even. So I would just left it at that. I've already talked too much about it. So I know you're a very busy guy. You've got another appointment that you got to get jet out to. So any last thoughts on our inaugural Idaho Minute podcast?
No, I'm excited. Yeah, great stuff happening in 2020. And we just have the most amazing team to kind of implement this stuff. So I just couldn't be prouder of our staff, of our agents, and where the direction of the company's headed. So thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for taking 30 minutes or so of your busy day.
No problem.
And helping us kick off this exciting Idaho Minute podcast. As you know, we're going to have you hand the microphone over to our designated broker, Krista. And she's going to be telling us a lot about things. And now that you're going to be gone, we'll probably talk about you too. So thanks, Aaron. And so, yeah, let's just throw the microphone over to Krista. And Krista, how are you? You've seen how this works for the first 30 minutes or so. Liz and I are going to go ahead and run out for some coffee. You just want to talk?
That sounds great. No, this is a first for me as well. So I'm on Aaron's coattails here.
Awesome.
And I'm glad he's gone so we can talk about him. No, just kidding. No, Aaron's a great guy. He's certainly tough shoes to follow there with all the information that he shared. I'm not sure what more I can add to that, but I'll figure something out.
I'll
keep yapping.
Sure. Yeah, that's what we do. We're just going to talk not so much about Aaron. We'll talk about Silver Creek. Your place in the business, and we'll talk about Krista. Give us a little up to speed on Krista.
Gotcha. All right. So I have been licensed real estate since 2006. Prior to that, I spent 14 years in the mortgage business, doing loan processing and operations management. So housing has been my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a Navy brat. I don't think many people know about that.
Yeah,
so I'm not an Idaho native, but I've lived here for so many years. I love it. I feel Idahoan now.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Southern California and military style. We ended up moving all over the place. So I was one of those that ended up at 9 schools in 7 years. But I loved it. It was great to meet new people and to foster friendships even after I had left. So it was really neat to go visit people all over the place. And even, you know, I was there for 6 months or 8 months or something, but still have just lifelong friends in some of those places. Certainly. That we moved around to. So completely different story for my brother. He didn't quite like that so much, but I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So moved here to Idaho after I lived in California for a while, and decided to get my real estate license. I was still in the mortgage business. I had my own processing part of that. So I brought that to Idaho with me, worked on that while I had babies and was raising babies, and then decided to get my real estate license, see how that went. And here I am. I had no idea this is where I was going to end up.
Right.
Opportunity. I'm a firm believer that when opportunity knocks, you've got to just go with it, really. Right. It's the reason it comes your way. So.
So out of 2006, then you go to 2007, 2008, when Silver Creek was evolving. What gave you the opportunity to join Silver Creek?
So I didn't start out at Silver Creek when I got my license. Mm-hmm. I was at a different brokerage, and I joined Silver Creek in 2010. Just still for the purpose of flexibility, the pay structure was just really nice. I was able to raise my kids and still have the flexibility to earn a living and have a career. Loved that. So I did that myself, just in real estate for three years. And then Aaron asked me to come on board to help audit files. So I did that kind of on a part-time basis, and then ended up being assistant to the broker at that time. And she moved on, and the opportunity again knocked, and here I am, designated broker. Been doing this since 2015, and I love it. Every day is different. It's just a really cool experience and environment to work in, and the Dowdies make it super easy to want to come to work every day. Yeah. and love it.
So for those that don't know what a designated broker is, tell us a little bit about that title and some of the responsibilities that you do around here.
That's a great question. If anybody were to read what those job duties are, they probably would run the other way as fast as could be.
Put on the fire suit.
They'd be like, what was I thinking when I decided to do this? Designated broker, basically I am responsible for supervision for all the licensees underneath me. So how
all 1,450?
How is that possible,
girlfriend,
right, Jeff?
Are you kidding me?
That's what I say. What was I thinking? But no, I absolutely love it. Everybody is in business for themselves, so they want to do the right thing. Ultimately, they really truly do. Sometimes things do go a different direction. We just got to get that back on track and learn from mistakes and issues and concerns and just move forward. So you just got to own it. If there's something that goes wrong, own it and we'll fix it. So supervising, definitely. Educating, just making sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And I love when an agent comes to me with scenarios like, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking. How do I put this together to make sure we're protecting, you know, the interest of the client and keeping me out of hot water? You know, obviously, if an agent's in hot water, I am by default,
exactly,
even though I didn't even know what was going on. So I say, stay out of trouble, keep me out of trouble, we're all good, right? So I like kind of helping them put their scenarios together, their contracts together, so it's a win-win for everybody.
That's awesome. Yeah, and there's enough paperwork, so you both get to do it together, practically.
Yes, we do. We do, definitely.
Lots of fun. So what does Krista like to do when she's not at Silver Creek?
Krista likes to live her life. She has four kids, my husband, and four kids that are ages 9 to 17. So we stay extremely busy with activities. All my kids are just fabulous students, so I don't have to worry about all that. Mm-hmm. But they are all different people, different personalities. So that's kind of the fun part, I guess, with siblings. Community involvement. That is a huge, huge thing for me as well. So lifestyle, getting out, helping neighbors that can't rake their leaves, fix their home. Anything out there in the community, I drag my kids with me too, and they love that as well. But it's super important to be a part of the community in which we make a large difference in the profession that we are in. So lifestyle, incorporate all that. It can be lots of fun when you make a difference, get out there in the community and doing something that you love to do already.
All over
everywhere, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So life is good.
It is. Life is very good and very blessed.
Right.
Got a great team around me, great family, great support.
2019, good for it?
2019 was great. 2020 is going to be even better.
What are some of Krista's goals for 2020?
Oh, continue traveling. I love to travel. So definitely get that in there. We have the last place I went, Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
Tokyo? Did you buy a camera?
No.
Oh, damn.
So 2020, we're looking at Hawaii, I believe, with the family. Kind of a last trip before the oldest goes off to college.
What's
a little nervous about that. I don't know yet. I've only been to Maui. I'm not sure. We're going to try something else. So we'll see.
I would say try the Big Island.
Yeah.
Kailua Kona is pretty awesome.
I've heard some good things about that.
It's pretty kickback. So it's, you're living aloha there.
Okay. That's good to know.
So, yeah. And because that's one that's got the active volcanoes on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit it the right time of the year, you've got snow on Mauna Kea, and you can take it down to the beach and have a snowball fight on the beach.
Fabulous. Well, I think we might be chatting more about what to do there.
The observatory was where all the snow is.
Nice.
And it's pretty cool. I've been there a few times. So.
Yep.
But I'm like you. I want to expand to the other islands. So
and Germany is on our list as well, so we're going to go hit there. And things that we love to do is just get out as a family and bike ride the Greenbelt. We like to snow ski, water ski. We've got a cabin at Warm Lake just outside of Cascade.
Beautiful
so we
place.
Go, just escape off the grid up there for a little while sometimes too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. That's very, very cool. Anything else? What else about Krista and real estate? What would you say to someone who's listening to this going, okay, this is a Silver Creek thing. They're on the fence. Maybe they've seen or talked to a few other brokerages and they're still up in the air. What, give us the selling point from a designated broker point.
I would say just do your due diligence, ask lots of questions. Broker support, I hear, is a huge concern for agents that are out shopping for another place for their license to be. And if there's any concern, just ask the questions. Absolutely. All of our clients, all of our agents have something different that they need in their business. And that's the cool part about Silver Creek is they can go do their own thing that fits with them. They don't have to fit into this little box that some brokerages, require. They can go do their own thing, whatever speaks to them. If they farm, if they door knock, if they, only work with buyers or new construction or whatever. We've got such a diverse group of agents that we allow them to just do their own thing because that's what's going to make them happy. I love being a part of the success in their business, in their career. And a lot of them I hear just they want that flexibility to live their life. They want that freedom as well, and they have that.
Right.
They just need to put the work in.
So is that your biggest passion about the real estate industry, is that you get that opportunity to join them and
absolutely
their successes and watch them live their life?
Absolutely. I do. I love to see them happy and come here and share their success stories with me, whether I was involved in it or not. I feel like they're happy. I'm happy. We're all good. It's a total win-win for everybody.
So
I love that.
So if Navy ever plays BSU, who do you root for?
I root for Navy.
See,
sorry, I have to. Navy, they're just with me. BSU is great, though, too. I don't think they'll play each other.
No.
So I probably won't have to choose.
You're pretty safe. You won't have to choose. But
my husband graduated from Idaho, so he's a Vandal. And that's more the problem.
What did Liz say?
I said go Vandals.
Go Vandals.
All right.
So I know.
Yeah. I'm outnumbered.
Sorry, you totally are.
I had a stepson that was in the Blue Thunder marching band. So, I'm kind of bleed blue a little bit.
Oh, I believe that. My daughter got to play with them, actually, a couple of weeks ago at the game.
Amazing.
It was so awesome. She was so excited.
What does she play?
She plays the bass clarinet. When she marches, she usually does the clarinet, though. It's hard to march with a bass clarinet. She can do it, but it's a little hard.
So you're familiar with D3 competitions and the marching band competitions that you enjoy going to and watching all the different formations.
Mm-hmm.
That in
Absolutely.
Your mind, you're going, What does that look like?
If you don't sit high enough in the stands, exactly. You don't know what they're doing. So that's the key. You got to get to the very, very, very top so you can look down for marching band formations.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them at bigger games and stuff. I think they're so cool. Mm-hmm. But I've never even known anyone.
They put tireless hours into all the choreography and the drills. It's crazy how much time.
1 yard at a time.
Oh, it's...
It looks exhausting.
It is.
I think it is.
A perfect job. Mm-hmm. They always do such a great job.
And if it's not perfect, you don't know it. It just looks great from where you sit.
Exactly. And then they're going, man. Then they got to play their instrument at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Yeah,
it is. It is.
So. Your daughter in high school?
This is my daughter in high school. That's a senior this year.
Senior. So is she going to play in college?
She wants to, yes.
Does she know where she's going to go to school?
She has her eyes set on two schools right now. So we're just trying to kind of figure out who the winner is going to be.
Yeah.
And they both have marching bands. So
a band battle?
Yeah, there you go. No, she wants to go into aerospace, physics, that kind of thing. So band would just be kind of the fun part of her life, the social end of things.
Wow, that's
awesome. Yes. So... Can you share the two schools?
Northern Arizona University is one, and then Full Sail University, which is in Florida. Those are the two she's
you're by
thinking
NASA
of right now.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I think NAU, though, is her number one, and Flagstaff is a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Might have. I mean, both will be fun for you.
Yeah, they will. I might have to invest in Arizona. I haven't done that yet. Yeah. I mean, I'm in real estate, right?
Silver Creek could expand.
Oh, no. We're not doing that. Don't spread that rumor. We are staying in Idaho. We're Idaho grown. We're Idaho based. We're Idaho all the way.
There you go. Well, Liz, anything else?
I don't think so. It's been fun. I haven't gotten to get to know you this well. Being as new as I am here, I'm excited to be able to chat with you more.
Well, and I'm newer than you are, so I mean, this whole thing's kind of coming on me. It's like, whoa, all right, this is very cool.
You've jumped in with 2 feet. You're doing just fine.
I did. The water's just deep enough that I can still breathe a little bit, so that's good to know. And we've got some great things planned for the Idaho Minute podcast. So, you know, maybe checking in with you every now and then just to, you know, now see how things, how things are exciting, some of the things going on with Silver Creek Realty Group. Not only through the podcast, but through the blogs, a lot of fun things looking at 2020. As far as your real estate goals, brokerage goals for 2020, can you share some of those?
To stay out of court.
Well, that's number one.
Be compliant in compliance. Just to watch us grow and continue to. We've got some great momentum here, and we just want to keep going with that. Our goal isn't to be the largest necessarily, but it's to be the one that everyone goes to because of the resources that we have and what's available to them. A lot of agents don't realize how much we do have. The perception out there is there's no way that support could be provided based on the size. Well, that's just wrong. Put that out there.
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone, call us. We'll talk it through.
Well, this is something I also wanted to mention when you were talking earlier. Tell us a little bit about your broker team.
Oh, yes.
You have a full, well-rounded team of brokers here.
We do. Yeah. And I have to not just talk about the broker team, but also just the staff in its entirety. Mm-hmm. We have an amazing group here that is well-trained and can answer just about any question you have. They watch my back in every sense of the word. So the broker team, we've got 4 full-time brokers, and our goal is to return a phone call or text or email, however you come reach out to us within an hour. And we are pretty spot on with that. Lots of years of experience, wonderful communication. We are here and available. I am. People think I'm not. And the first thing they say to me, Aaron and I have this little pet peeve, they call us and they'll say, oh, I know you're busy, but I'm like, stop. I picked up the phone. You're important to me. Don't tell me I'm busy. You're busy. You're just as busy as I am. But we always have time. We always have time to get the questions asked and answered and work through things. So don't ever be afraid to pick up the phone and call.
Awesome. And that's good for maybe new agents to know, too, that maybe you're listening to this for the first time. Well, wait. everybody's listening to this for the first time.
Because yep.
This is the first one.
This is the pilot.
Yes, the pilot show.
The pilot show.
Yes. We have 13 episodes now that are under contract. Whatever. So, but looking forward to it. And so we definitely want to thank you for coming in and being part of the new Idaho Minute podcast.
This is exciting. Thanks for the opportunity.
And so that kind of wraps it up. Our first inaugural Idaho Minute podcast. And so Krista and Aird, we want to thank you guys for coming in and being part of this. And look forward to having this on different platforms of social media. And so everybody has an opportunity to listen to the show, this program, the ones coming up. And we're going to be here a while. Thanks again. And we look forward to seeing you again soon on Idaho Minute Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Idaho Minute Podcast. Find more on the blog and all our episodes at idahominute.com. I'm Jeff Carpenter.
And I'm Liz Comer. We'll talk more soon.